This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world reacted with shock, tears, and prayers as it watched images of the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral burning in Paris Monday. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Hundreds of people gathered across from Notre Dame to witness the burning, some in tears. The iconic 850-year-old Paris landmark survived 16th-century rioting by the Huguenots and the French Revolution, but not this fire. For Paris resident Lisa Sussman from Atlanta, it was a personal blow.
It's horrible. I mean, it really is the center of Paris, and I was at my apartment with my friends, and it just hurts everyone's heart. I mean, they really feel that connected to it. I feel it too. It's really tragic. It was tragic to watch the spire fall.
Roughly 12 million people visit the cathedral yearly.
Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA from Paris. The U.S. Justice Department says that it will release Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, aimed at helping President Trump win the presidency. AP's Sagar Magani.
The Justice Department scrubbing the report of grand jury and other sensitive information. Democrats are demanding the whole thing, not the sanitized version. And former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says while there's a chance lawmakers will see some of the redactions,
none of that will be able to be shared with the public.
But the parts that will be released could help the public decide whether Attorney General William Barr did the right thing in already saying there's not enough evidence to prove President Trump obstructed justice.
Whether his decision was one that was based on the law or it was one that was politically motivated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. A U.S. government agency says it plans to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in businesses that empower women in Africa. President Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and the acting head of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, David Bohigian, announced the initiative Monday in Ethiopia, where they are part of a U.S. government delegation. A statement from OPIC says that 2X Africa initiative aims to mobilize $1 billion and directly invest $350 million in companies and funds owned by women, led by women, and or by providing a good or service that intentionally empowers women on the continent. Two House committees have subpoenaed Deutsche Bank and several other leading financial institutions as they investigate President Trump's financial activities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Democrat Adam Schiff says the bank subpoenas are part of an investigation into allegations of potential foreign influence on the U.S. political process and whether foreign actors, including Russia, tried to hold leverage over Donald Trump or his family and associates. Deutsche Bank is a German asset management firm that has lent Trump's real estate organization millions of dollars in the past. It's unclear what documents are being sought. The president's son, Eric Trump, an executive in the Trump Organization, calls the investigation an unprecedented abuse of power and a political attack on the Trump family. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United Nations said Monday that the five-year-old conflict in Yemen has taken a devastating toll on the country's children, with thousands killed, maimed, and recruited to fight since the war began. Since monitoring began in Yemen in April of 2013, before the conflict fully erupted until the end of 2018, it said that more than 7,500 children have been killed and maimed, more than 3,000 verified or recruited used, and more than 800 cases of denial of humanitarian access to children have been documented. It's also said children have reportedly been forcibly recruited from schools, orphanages, and communities to fight on the front lines, man checkpoints, deliver supplies, or gather intelligence. International aid agencies and government forces are racing against time to help the hundreds of thousands affected by Cyclone Idai. The storm, which hit on March 14th, has killed nearly 1,000 people in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Many others are still missing. One of the most affected areas in the port city is Beira, along Mozambique's coast. More than 150,000 displaced persons from three neighboring areas around Beira are being sheltered in the city. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.